This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. First oral drug shows promise in childhood achondroplasia, phase 3 trial results. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakate, MD-MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. An international phase 3 trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine has demonstrated that oral infigratinib, a selective fibroblast growth factor receptor, FGFR, inhibitor, produces measurable growth improvements in children with achondroplasia, the most common form of skeletal dysplasia. The trial, conducted across multiple centers in North America and Europe, enrolled 132 children aged 2 to 11 years with genetically confirmed achondroplasia, and tracked growth velocity, mobility, and safety outcomes over 24 months of treatment. Key takeaways. Infigratinib increased annualized growth velocity by approximately 50 to 60% compared to natural progression in achondroplasia. The drug was administered orally in a weight-adjusted dosing schedule with manageable adverse event profiles. Functional improvements in mobility and daily activities were observed alongside growth gains. Long-term safety data to age 18 years is still accruing. Regulatory decisions expected in 2024 to 2025. Study at a glance. 50 to 60% increase in annualized growth velocity with infigratinib versus natural progression in achondroplasia. 24-month data. NEJM Phase 3 trial. Growth velocity improvement with infigratinib in achondroplasia. Annualized growth velocity, centimeters per year, at 24 months. Treatment versus expected natural progression, 8.5 to 9.2 centimeter, infigratinib treated group, 5.0 to 6.0 centimeters, expected natural progression, plus 50 to 60% relative improvement. Source, New England Journal of Medicine, Phase 3 Trial, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. The unmet clinical need in achondroplasia. Achondroplasia affects approximately 1 in 25,000 live births globally, according to Online Mendelian Inheritance in Man, OMIM, epidemiological estimates. Children with achondroplasia experience progressive shortness of stature, shortened limbs, and potential complications including spinal stenosis, sleep apnea, and ear infections, which can affect quality of life and functional independence during childhood and into adulthood. Until now, management has been largely supportive, with growth hormone therapy offering modest benefits and surgical interventions reserved for specific complications. The development of infigratinib represents the first pharmacological therapy targeting the underlying genetic defect. Achondroplasia results from activating mutations in the FGFR3 gene, which causes excessive signaling through the fibroblast growth factor pathway, thereby suppressing longitudinal bone growth. By selectively inhibiting FGFR3, infigratinib addresses the pathophysiological mechanism driving growth restriction. Trial design and growth outcomes. The Phase 3 trial enrolled 132 children aged 2 to 11 years across multiple international centers. Children were randomized to receive infigratinib at a weight-adjusted oral dose or placebo with stratification by age group, 2 to 5 years and 6 to 11 years, and by baseline growth velocity. The primary endpoint was annualized growth velocity measured by stadiometry at 24 months, with secondary endpoints including functional mobility assessments, radiographic measures of bone growth, and safety monitoring. According to the New England Journal of Medicine report, infigratinib-treated children achieved annualized growth velocities of approximately 8.5 to 9.2 centimeters per year, compared with expected natural progression of 5.0-6.0 centimeters per year in untreated achondroplasia, a difference of approximately 50 to 60%. The treatment effect was consistent across both age groups, suggesting efficacy in younger and older children within the trial cohort. Functional improvements were also documented. Children in the treatment group showed better performance on standardized mobility assessments, including the 6-minute walk test and stair climbing tasks. The trial also measured safety parameters throughout the 24-month treatment period. Most adverse events were mild to moderate in severity, with the most commonly reported being diarrhea, rash, and nail abnormalities, typical of FGFR inhibitor therapy. No serious unexpected adverse events were attributed to infigratinib during the trial period, though long-term safety data, particularly regarding potential effects on bone quality and cartilage development, continues to accrue. Regulatory pathway and clinical implications. On the basis of Phase 3 data, infigratinib has entered regulatory review by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the European Medicines Agency, EMA. The manufacturer, QE Therapeutics, a subsidiary of Ayala Pharmaceuticals, submitted a biologics license application to the FDA and a marketing authorization application to the EMA in late 2023, early 2024. Regulatory decisions are anticipated between late 2024 and mid-2025, according to publicly available trial timelines. If approved, infigratinib would represent a paradigm shift in achondroplasia management, moving from symptomatic and supportive care to disease-modifying pharmacotherapy. Clinicians will need to consider which children are candidates for treatment, weighing the growth benefits against the requirement for ongoing oral medication and monitoring. The trial's age restriction, 2 to 11 years, reflects the developmental stage during which growth velocity is most critical, though longer-term follow-up studies will clarify whether treatment can be continued or initiated in adolescents and adults. Access and cost will be critical considerations. Rare disease medications, particularly targeted therapies, often carry substantial price tags. Advocacy groups representing families affected by achondroplasia, such as Little People of America, have highlighted the need for equitable access and adequate insurance coverage to ensure that approved therapies reach the families who need them most. Outstanding questions and future directions. Although the Phase 3 data are encouraging, several important questions remain. First, the 24-month trial period provides a foundation, but longer-term safety and efficacy data, extending through adolescence and into early adulthood, are essential. The skeletal system continues to develop and remodel throughout childhood and adolescence, and understanding how FGFR inhibition affects bone quality, bone mineral density, and other aspects of skeletal maturation over decades is crucial. Second, the trial's age restriction raises questions about initiating treatment in very young children, under 2 years, or in older adolescents and adults. Future studies will likely explore these populations, as well as combination strategies pairing pharmacotherapy with physical therapies or other supportive measures. Third, identifying which children are most likely to benefit from infigratinib, whether based on genotype, baseline growth velocity, or other biomarkers, remains an active area of research. The approval of infigratinib would also create opportunities for additional FGFR inhibitors and related mechanisms to be evaluated, potentially offering alternative or complementary therapeutic options. Research into additional genetic and molecular targets in achondroplasia may expand the therapeutic armamentarium further. For now, the Phase 3 infigratinib trial represents a significant milestone in rare disease therapeutics and offers families affected by achondroplasia a new prospect, a disease-modifying treatment that addresses the biological root cause of growth restriction. Infigratinib increased annualized growth velocity by 50 to 60% in children with achondroplasia over 24 months of treatment, with functional improvements in mobility and acceptable safety profiles. New England Journal of Medicine Phase 3 Trial, 2024. What this means. For patients, children with achondroplasia and their families now have access to a potential disease-modifying oral therapy that can substantially accelerate growth and improve mobility during critical developmental years, pending regulatory approval. This offers an alternative to supportive care alone and addresses the underlying genetic defect rather than managing symptoms. For clinicians, the approval of infigratinib would require pediatricians and geneticists to develop shared decision-making frameworks with families, establish dosing and monitoring protocols for long-term oral FGFR inhibition in children, and integrate growth assessments and functional outcomes into routine clinical practice for achondroplasia management. For policymakers, regulatory approval will necessitate reimbursement and coverage decisions equitable access programs for rare disease populations, and integration into pediatric health systems. Health systems will need to establish centers of expertise and referral pathways to ensure that eligible children are identified and can access the therapy safely and effectively. Frequently asked questions. How does infigratinib work in achondroplasia? Achondroplasia is caused by an activating mutation in the FGFR3 gene, which leads to excessive signaling that suppresses bone growth. Infigratinib is a selective FGFR inhibitor that blocks this abnormal signaling, thereby allowing longitudinal bone growth to proceed at a more normal rate. This addresses the pathophysiological root of the condition rather than managing symptoms. At what age can children start infigratinib? The phase 3 trial enrolled children aged 2 to 11 years. Regulatory approvals, if granted, will likely initially be for this age range. Younger children under 2 years and older adolescents and adults are being studied in ongoing trials and observational programs, but their eligibility for treatment will depend on forthcoming clinical evidence and regulatory guidance. What are the long-term safety concerns? The most common adverse effects in the phase 3 trial were diarrhea, rash, and nail changes, typical of FGFR inhibitor therapy. Long-term safety data, particularly regarding bone quality, bone mineral density, and cartilage development through adolescence and beyond, are still being collected. Ongoing post-marketing surveillance and extended follow-up studies will be essential to identify any delayed or rare complications. The phase 3 trial of infigratinib represents a watershed moment in rare disease therapeutics, demonstrating that targeted molecular approaches can yield substantial clinical benefits in genetic skeletal disorders. As regulatory decisions approach, families, clinicians, and health systems will begin the work of integrating this new therapy into clinical practice, ensuring that the scientific promise translates into improved outcomes for children and families affected by achondroplasia. The next phase will center on equitable access, long-term safety monitoring, and the identification of additional therapeutic targets to expand treatment options further. Source: Phase 3 Trial of Oral Infigratinib in Children with Achondroplasia, New England Journal of Medicine, ahead of print.